seven long weeks of a very hard campaign, and I must say I'm just truly delighted to be here tonight now as the sixth winner of the sixth seat. Wouldn't have mattered to me if it was the first seat or the last seat, just as long as we got over the line. I've had a huge campaign team, very young people have ever campaigned before, didn't know what it was about, but they were just so enthusiastic and wanted to get on board with me from the get-go, and I couldn't refuse them. Delighted to have them, and all the hard work's now paid off this evening.
Listen, you were put on the ticket by Fianna Fáil, so you were at the convention. You were very, very excited at that at the time. It was a first goal for you. Obviously, there was a lot of talk in media around the situation at that time in relation to Enda. But listen, you had to knuckle down and you had to work hard, so you did.
Absolutely. I mean, people don't realise maybe that 5 years ago I was also nominated to compete at convention when Councillor David Alcorn had retired. I wasn't successful at convention, but I just hopped on the party trail that time and helped out the candidates as best I could. Again, this time I was absolutely delighted to be nominated by the delegates, and that was successful at convention. I had my own campaign to run, and that was what we went out door to door with. We didn't have time to talk about anybody else. We had our own job to do, and our job was to get me elected, and that's what we did from the very start.
Yeah, it was to hold on to the two Fianna Fáil seats that were already there?
Absolutely. I mean, it was. We were hoping maybe we could even have got the third seat in it, but obviously just the cards didn't fall right, and this is what I just want again is to commiserate with the two boys, with Seamus and with Enda. They've done a power of work for the Glen Selector area while they were councillors in there. I just hope that Anthony and myself can live up to the work that they have done and continue to do now for the next 5 years.
People voted for you on issues that's important to you and important to Fianna Fáil going forward. What are they going to be now in the next 5 years? What do you want to bring to the table and get sorted out in this area, in this county?
As we all know, homelessness was probably one of the biggest problems we have, biggest crisis we have in our country at the moment. People think of the big cities, so that's where it is, but unfortunately it has come to our own doorsteps here in Donegal. We have to strive for bigger budgets for housing, that particular issue. Simple, more other things then, like your planning permission, all that kind of stuff. We have to remember that at council level we can only deal with housing issues, planning permission and board and roads. That is the main three things that councillors work with. But again, with the experience I have gained, obviously working in Pat the Cope's office for the last 10 years, I have a lot of experience with other national issues that hopefully people will be able to come to me with, and we can work together and try to resolve those issues as well.